Good afternoon, this is Charlie Briggs, bringing you the news on Tuesday the 6th of April. And they're off. The general election campaigns officially got underway today after Prime Minister and leader of our fine and fair country, Mr. Gordon Brown, paid a brief visit to the Queen and asked her, over tea and crumpets, to dissolve Parliament. Her Royal Highness agreed, and Mr. Brown is currently in Kent on the first leg of his campaign. Leader of the Conservative Party, Mr. David Cameron, gave an impassioned speech on the south bank of the Thames to a very healthy crowd, saying we needn't suffer 5 more years of Labour government. And the other fellow from the other party also said something somewhat about someone. All parties have agreed to have a vigorous yet gentlemanly election battle, and we look forward to the first of their 3 live debates where topics fought over will include national insurance, the financial crisis, and the new Doctor Who. I mean, come on, he's saved the world with a screwdriver, for pity's sake. And in other news, a girl from the United States of America is suing the New York City Authority for $1 million after she was arrested and escorted out of her school in handcuffs for scribbling, "I love my friends Abby and Faith," onto her desk during a Spanish lesson. The young girl's lawyers said the school had overreacted by calling the police. Count yourself lucky, young lady. In my day, it would have been 15 lashes and a trip to the headmaster's office after school to meet his vicar. And he was a Roman Catholic. This is Charlie Briggs for the Gentleman's News.